So let me ask you this. A Clean Missouri, a judge ruling Friday, it's got to come off. This Clean Missouri initiative has to come off the ballot, basically, because, am I reading this right? There's too many issues in this initiative.
Right. Yeah, that was the challenge that was made. And I personally, obviously, I'm not in favor of Clean Missouri for a couple of reasons. I have filed some of the various elements inside of Clean Missouri, so not everything inside of it is bad, but certainly I think the redistricting component is really, really bad for rural Missouri, is really, really bad for any majority-minority district in the city of St. Louis, city of Kansas City. The challenge was that basically there were too many things that didn't connect to each other inside of the language. The initial ruling was that was a valid concern, and now it'll go to appeals. And I think maybe Thursday, I think, is when they said that it would be heard on appeals. So, I think for anybody who obviously the court is going to decide the validity of whether or not Hammerschmidt and kind of the single subject thing is relevant or not. But I think the general kind of political reality of Clean Missouri is that it is. And I'm not even sure the proponents of it would push back against this assertion, but it's kind of a national trend that is being funded by George Soros, and I'm not typically a guy that kind of calls out these boogeyman sort of things, but certainly George Soros is doing this in a number of states, and really trying to, in states where, in Missouri, where Missouri's kind of moved to the right pretty considerably, and certainly in rural Missouri has moved very far to the right from where they were maybe 10 to 15 years ago. They're trying to find ways, basically, that they can keep moving their party to the left and still be relevant in these areas. And they can't do it unless they change the way that these districts are drawn. And so, the reality of the redistricting component is that while they claim and while they say that they package it inside of this thing, well, we're going to fix gerrymandering, this is literally a license to gerrymander in a way that will probably get rid of majority-minority districts, will certainly decrease the number of African Americans that are serving in the General Assembly, and will have a detrimental effect to rural Missouri and their ability to have a voice. And so I think all of those things, there are communities of interest inside of our state, and that is the way that it's always been, and that's the way, kind of the way generally politics has always been. And I think to get rid of that artificially, just so you can keep moving your party to the left and not really listen to the people that you seek to represent, I think it's lazy. I think it's pretty dangerous. And I think if they're successful here, they're gonna attempt to do it all around the country.
Sitting around, this is Brad. Supporters say that, well, we're going to have this nonpartisan state demographer draw these up, and they're saying this would be a way to make it more fair and against gerrymandering, like you mentioned. So why would that, you feel, break up some districts and community of interests in a way that would be bad?
Well, there's a couple of things to consider. Right now, we districts are drawn right now in a nonpartisan way. They're drawn by a panel, and the districts that were drawn this last time were drawn by judges. And certainly those, while they run as partisan, certainly do not draw in a partisan way. So I think the first problem with their argument is that what is happening presently, the system that they're trying to replace, is somehow partisan, which is patently false. I think putting the control of the legislative districts inside the hands of one person is really, really problematic. And certainly, whoever the state auditor is, right now it's a Democrat. It could be a Republican in 2019. It could be a Democrat. It certainly gives them a tremendous amount of influence and power, and certainly opens them up, I think, to partisan conversations that office just doesn't need to be a part of. The auditor has typically been about as bipartisan or apartisan as possible, and this puts this huge, huge kind of dynamic in their lap, and I think that's a problem. When you talk about why you would lose some of these types of districts, I mean, you think you don't have to think any further than, the city of St. Louis right now. I'd say not all of them, but a vast majority of the representation from the city of St. Louis are African American, and those are majority minority districts. this legislation or this initiative petition says that those districts cannot be as Democrat as they are. It says that they can't be as that they must have more diversity, and so inevitably what they're going to have to do is take those district lines and move them out somewhere. You know, in North City, they could move up into, you know, parts of Northeast Missouri. I think you could move some of the western parts of the city into St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and then if you're going south, you could go down to Jefferson County, and all of those areas obviously are tend to be a little more to lean to the right, and so that's how they would make that language work. But in doing so, you're going to open those districts up to losing, I think, what makes them what they are, and that's a community of interest that really is focused on trying to find, you know, issues, solutions to problems in that particular area. And so I think the assertion that we're scared of Republicans are scared of having more competitive districts, I think, is false. We've been winning competitive districts for the last decade, which is the reason why we have huge veto-proof majorities in both chambers, mine being one, a 50-50 type district that Republicans have won the last three times. So I think all of their assertions sound really, really good, but when you dig into them at all, they prove to be either one, a really pretty arrogant mischaracterization, or two, just a flat-out lie.
So I just want to be clear, you're against Clean Missouri.
I think so.
Okay, just checking. State Senator Caleb Rowden, thanks for taking time out of your day to stop and chat with us for a while.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right, Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle and 93.9theeagle.com. If you missed any of our interview with the state senator, you'll be able to catch that on the Wake Up Columbia podcast at 93.9theeagle.com. Typically, those are up by 10 o'clock.